Well, this is Mental Health Radio. Take it from us, and welcome to our show today on Planet FM. I always like to introduce a quote or two from Facebook, and I've got three here today. That practicing feelings of both gratitude and compassion is good for our well-being. And you'll remember last week that I spoke about my own well-being. It did that show, that broadcast, which I had some doubts about. Seemed to result in a high degree of empathy and understanding, especially on Facebook, and also from the Ember Group Chief Executive, Daryl Bishop, who described the broadcast as authentic and necessary to help lift a lid on some of the deeper repercussions of mental health. There was also an example of that response in the Drive newsletter, and Drive, of course, is part of Ember. It said, the headline read, "Take it from us, educates and inspires. And it did describe the broadcast, which was about the last 4 months or the most recent 4 months of my time and how tough it's been. The Drive newsletter said that it was a masterclass in vulnerability, and they went on to quote about vulnerability, saying that it is the birthplace of connection and the path to a feeling of worthiness. So they also reminded their clients and listeners that every time we shine a light on our pain, we make it easier for someone else to talk about their distress. So, as I say, I was somewhat doubtful about the delivery of my story of vulnerability. But thank you to all those people, those lovely people who were empathetic and understanding and very complimentary as well. So we have technician Declan Curran in the studio again today, and Mental Health Radio is promotes mental healthiness and is brought to you and funded by Ember Wellbeing Trust. Now, we promoted our show today as covering off food and mood, capturing that catchy phrase, which I think may have been actually coined by somebody with lived experience who lives on the North Shore and used to spend a lot of time promoting food and mood. But first up, I'd just like to make a few comments about Kiwis. I think we're a bit haphazard about what we eat. We're still a great pie, pizza, burger and fried chicken nation. And you only have to look at the density of takeout joints, especially in Auckland, to see that. I mean, wasn't it phenomenal after the end of our first lockdown, the queues that formed for the first Macca's and KFC and other takeouts? I remember one guy being interviewed on TV3 who had at least 100 KFC chicken nuggets all for himself, and this was at about 2 a.m. in the morning. It was just like many Kiwis were experiencing withdrawal from their toxic takeouts. I mean, despite huge promotions for the 5-plus-a-day green veg and fruit combinations, and generally to try and achieve healthier diets, it seems there's a section of our society which is cocking a finger at good nutrition. Maybe this is why our mental health in New Zealand is so high profile and very common, and why we're having to focus on our young people's mental health so intensely. And that, I guess, brings up the issue of obesity. It strikes me as a huge negative towards good physical and mental health. I mean, it seems to me obesity is a vicious spiral. We may get bigger, we're less able to move as much, we have less desire to exercise and therefore less potential to lose weight. So it's one of those sort of vicious spirals, and I'm sure that often obesity is associated with lower self-esteem, less self-confidence, and an intense impact on a person's mental health. And there's also, I think, a great deal of stigma and discrimination that prevails in many quarters towards being obese. I mean, I just asked the question, how much does supersizing, the takeouts, contribute to this obesity wave in New Zealand? I mean, obesity has such potential to isolate people, and certainly it's not good for their mental health. I mean, this may be a simplistic view, and I'm happy to be shot down in flames, yet I believe obesity and what we eat are key mental health issues. And very much, you know, we are what we eat. Well, we're going to play several tracks from Declan, the technician here today on Take It From Us. So this is an early music slot on the show.
What have I got for you today? Well, I picked this one last night, actually. I've just been doing some research while you were chatting. This one is, well, this guy that did this was on the farewell season of X Factor Australia in November 2016. Apparently he performed it live for the first time on his birthday. He was the winner, of course. The song is It's Gotta Be You, and it's sung by Isaiah. Oh, I can't remember. I can't work his last name, but anyway.
You can't pronounce his first name.
I'm trying to have a look.
Oh, well, let's just play the track.
Firebrace.
Firebrace.
Firebrace. It's an unusual one. But anyway, here we go.
I hear a million voices in my head telling me the things I should have said. I don't know why I let you go. Oh, I learned the hard way. Tell me it's not too late. Now my arms are open wide. They're hanging forever there, waiting forever for you. I won't give up on you this time, 'cause I ain't holding out for nobody else. It's gotta be you. When you walked away, my heart tried to replace you with someone like you. But I could never find it. I don't wanna fight it. It's gotta be you. I wish I could turn back the time. The power is yours and not mine. Maybe with time you see that I can give you all the things you missed. Oh, no, no. Now my arms are open wide, and I ain't holding out for nobody else. It's gotta be you. Someone like you. But I could never find it. I don't wanna fight it. It's gotta be you. You don't have to answer right now. Baby, go and take your time, 'cause I'll be here. It's gotta be you. It's gotta be you. It's gotta be you.
So today on Mental Health Radio, Take It From Us, we're focusing on food and mood and whether, in fact, food has an impact. Clearly, it does have an impact on our mental health. But the question really is, can what you eat affect your mental health? The issue of good diet becomes even more important when on medications, and I'll say a little bit more about that. But we're now focusing on whether what you eat affects your mental health. There's a couple of international articles that I want to refer to. In one, it says the question of what's for dinner is popping up, at least overseas anyway, in a very unexpected place, and that's in the psychiatrist's office. More research is finding that a nutritious diet isn't just good for the body, it's great for the brain too. That knowledge is giving rise to a concept called nutritional or food psychiatry. Traditionally, we haven't been trained to ask about food and nutrition, says a psychiatrist, Drew Ramsey. He's an assistant clinical professor at Columbia University. But diet is potentially the most powerful intervention we have. By helping people shape their diets, we can improve their mental health and decrease their risk of psychiatric disorders. This, of course, is an article based in America, and it says nearly one in four Americans have some type of mental illness each year. And, of course, that figure, one in four, is often quoted in New Zealand, a very similar statistic. The CDC says that by 2020, depression will rank as the second leading cause of disability after heart disease. Now, that's not only in America, but I think it's going to be the second leading cause of disability throughout the world. And it's not just a problem for adults. Half of all long-term mental disorders start by the age of 14. Today, childhood mental illness affects more than 17 million children in the US. Recent studies have shown the risk of depression increases about 80% when you compare teens with the lowest quality diet. So when you're looking at teens who have these low quality diets, we call it the Western diet, compared to those who eat a high-quality whole foods diet, there is a great difference, and there is a very high risk of attention deficit disorder that, in fact, doubles. So just 5 years ago, the idea of nutritional psychiatry barely registered a blip on the healthcare radar. There had been a few studies examining how certain supplements like omega-3 fatty acids might balance mood. Solid, consistent data appeared to be lacking, though. But experts say many well-conducted studies have since been published worldwide regarding a link between diet, depression, and anxiety in both children and adults. Well, let's take another music break on Mental Health Radio, Take It From Us, brought to you by Ember Wellbeing Trust. What have you got for us, Declan?
I've got one. This particular song I actually sat and listened to the other day on Spotify 6 times in a row. I played it. I love it that much. The artist got the lyrics from a hymn book in a bookstore while he was looking for song ideas, of all things. And it's actually set to a Scottish tune, which was entitled after a melody that was named on this small Scottish town, this town by the name of Brunessen or something. Anyway, here is Cat Stevens. He changed his name to Yusuf, if you remember. The song is Morning Has Broken on 104.6 Planet FM and Mental Health Radio. Take It From Us.
Broken like the first morning, blackbird has spoken like the first. first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in completeness where his feet. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new.
Host Jolan Brown on Mental Health Radio. Take it from us, Declan Curran is providing the music today, and thanks for the Cat Stevens.
You like that one? It's gorgeous,
yeah,
eh?
Great.
Yeah.
I've got another quote here from Facebook, which says, "I truly appreciate kindness. I appreciate people checking up on me. I appreciate a quick message. I appreciate those who ask if I'm okay. I appreciate every single person in my life who has tried to brighten my days. It's the little things that matter the most." And we're talking today about food and its impact on our mental health, food and mood. Can what you eat affect your mental health? And I think it's very important to have kindness towards food and our bodies. And one way we can be kind is to be mindful as we eat our food. And I guess don't gulp it down or don't chew the food. I was part of a Zoom event fairly recently, and there was a nutritionist there who said it's important to chew our food 50 times. That's almost sounds a little bit over the top, but
try doing that while you've got KFC.
Well, you get all those herbs and spices, you'd really appreciate them.
I think it's okay in moderation, isn't it? You know, just the
KFC's okay in moderation. Yeah, well, I suppose it's about achieving balance.
Yep.
So I was sharing an article with you from the United States about can what we eat affect our mental health? It says a very large body of evidence now exists that suggests diet is as important to mental health as it is to physical health. A healthy diet is protective, and an unhealthy diet is a risk factor for depression and anxiety. There's also interest in the possible role that food allergies may play in both schizophrenia and bipolar. But nearly all research involving eating habits and mental health has focused very much just on depression and anxiety. And there's no direct evidence yet that diet can improve depression or any other mental disorder, although a trial to determine this is now underway. So it's not, the jury is still out, in fact, about the influence of food on our mental health. But certainly, personally, I think I've tried to focus on the five plus a day, the vegetables, the fruit, and I've been a champion of this five plus a day. Plenty of fruit and veg, and I grow my own when I can. I buy healthy at markets and put takeouts sort of on the banned list, maybe because I had a friend who was an eating disorders specialist, and she certainly shied away from takeouts. But I think the issue of good diet becomes even more important when we're on medications, and especially if it's a cocktail of medications. In all honesty, keeping regular on psych meds I think is critical, but also very challenging. The answer from many psychiatrists to this problem is to prescribe laxatives, which sort of adds yet another layer of the unnatural of medication. And I wonder why we don't get a recommendation of both prunes and kiwi fruit to keep us regular. I mean, let's just say, too, that how important both our physical and mental health being regular is. So being regular is just so important to flush out our system and cause our physical and mental health to flourish. Some will believe that getting rid of what we eat is as important to our health as what we put in our mouths. The litmus test, I think, is right on our tongues. If they're clean, well, that's great and clear. But if they're murky, then that's a little bit of a giveaway for probably not having a good diet or not shifting the food that we are eating. So we'll have another music break. Declan?
Did you watch Sunday program? I think it was Sunday, on Sunday, obviously.
On Sunday.
They had a chap there who basically had been living off takeaways, and he was that big he could hardly move. And it showed him going through the whole biometric, reducing the stomach size and everything else, and how he's come out of that, now exercising and getting himself back up. Lost something like 100 kgs, yeah, in about 1 year or something. It's huge. He was up around about 300. So it shows if you put your mind to anything, you can succeed. Michael Jackson did a song called Beat It, and this particular song I thought was going to be appropriate for day. It's a parody, a takeoff of it, which was approved by Michael Jackson. The guy decided to get his approval and he gave thumbs up. It's by Weird Al Yankovic and it's called Eat It.
Eat it. yourself the blame, so eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down, or it's gonna get cold, so eat it. I don't care if you're full, just eat it, eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Did you hear the bit where he said, if you eat too much, it's not his fault if you fart yourself to death?
Trust you to pick up on that
line.
Oh,
I tell you, yeah, it'd mean my dirty mind.
Well, I'm Sheldon Brown, host of Take It From Us, Mental Health Radio, and this program broadcast about food and mood and whether what you eat affects your mental health was stimulated by a email that I got from a champion of food and mood who's spent a lot of time promoting and really talking about food and mood, and she said, I am off my medication. Amazing how it happened. Nutrition, a major change player in my case. And she said also, coupled with positive thinking, has been a very important part of my recovery. So she says the result has been good out of bad. So she was pretty much focused on medication some time ago in her life, and she's found that as a champion of food and mood, she has got the benefits of her investment in studying food and mood and practicing it as well. So the three ways to diet, three ways your diet can impact your mental health, is it's crucial for brain development. And as I said very early on in the show, we are quite literally what we eat. When we eat real food that nourishes us, it becomes the protein building blocks, enzymes, brain tissue, and neurotransmitters. And of course, those neurotransmitters are crucial in good mental health. And that protein building blocks, the enzymes, the brain tissue, the neurotransmitters that transfer information and signals between various parts of the brain and the body. Now, certain nutrients and dietary patterns are linked to changes in a brain protein that helps increase connections between brain cells. So a diet rich in nutrients like omega-3 and zinc boosts levels of this substance. On the other hand, a diet high in saturated fats and refined sugars has a very potent negative impact on brain proteins. And it says it fills the gut with healthy bacteria, and that's good for the brain. So trillions of good bacteria live in the gut. They fend off bad germs and keep your immune system in check, which means they help tame inflammation in the body. Some gut germs even help make brain-powering B vitamins. So these are some of the benefits of looking out for our diet, looking after our diet. I've got another quote here, I think, from where it says, peace of mind arrives the moment you come to peace with the contents of your mind. So let's take another music break, playing a lot of music on Take It From Us today, but hope that's entertaining our listeners.
I'm in my element. I'm like a seal clapping for a fish. This one here, it was released in 2015. It peaked at 44 on the UK chart, and it's about escaping from society's pressure to conform and going off to do your own thing. And it talks about taking your vices with you. Here is a James Blunt with Wise Men.
All the shit that they could find, but they couldn't escape from you, couldn't be free of you, and now they know there's no way out, and they're really sorry now for what they've done. They were three wise men just trying to have some fun. Look who's alone now, it's not me, it's not me. Sorry now they want to know they got caught up in your talent show with you benicted little bastards in your fancy dress who just judge each other and try to impress, but they couldn't escape from you, couldn't be free of you, and now they know there's no way out, and they're really sorry now for what they've done. There were three wise men just trying to have some fun. Look who's alone now, it's not me, it's not me.
We know where we are today on Mental Health Radio, Take It From Us, which is on Planet FM 104.6 FM. And you can access our show within minutes of us closing at 1:30 on planetaudio.org.nz. And I've got another quote here. Peace of mind arrives the moment you come to peace with the contents of your mind. And a little later in the show, I'll make some comment about how to train your brain to stop worrying. But at the moment, we are focusing on food and mood. Can what you eat affect your mental health? And one of the things that I've learned in doing a bit of research about this is that the jury is still out about the impact of food on our mood and our mental health. But it certainly says here that certain foods may play a role in the cause of mental disorder, or they may make symptoms worse. A nutritious brain diet follows the same logic as a heart-healthy regimen or a weight control plan. You want to limit sugary and high-fat processed foods. So, Declan, there's your answer about KFC. And opt for plant foods like fresh fruits, veggies and whole grains. Swap even the butter for healthy fats like olive oil too. So in other words, try a Mediterranean diet. And an academic here says and is quoted, it's an ideal diet for physical and mental health. Recent results from a large trial in Europe show that such an eating plan may also help prevent and not just treat depression. So the key is to choose foods that pack as many nutrients in as few calories as possible, and this is helpful for treating or preventing mental illness. So some of the important vitamins and minerals that you need in your diet are B vitamins. People with low B12 levels have more brain inflammation and higher rates of depression and dementia. So in falling short on folate has long been linked to low moods as well. And actually, I was involved in trying to get folate introduced into bread in New Zealand, and did a roadshow right throughout New Zealand singing the praises of folate and trying to convince bakeries and the flour makers that folate should be introduced to all of their products. So B vitamins are vital in this diet. The next is iron. Too little iron in the blood, iron deficiency or anemia, has been linked to depression. And I think we can get iron from things like silver beet and most of the green veggies. And this article has talked a lot about the omega-3s. These are healthy fatty acids which improve thinking and memory and possibly mood. And the last one is zinc. This nutrient helps control the body's response to stress, so low levels can cause depression. A great source is oysters. Well, we have plenty of oysters in New Zealand, except those ones that come from the deep south are pretty expensive. But they pack 500% of your daily need of zinc, but have just 10 calories apiece. Our muscles, which are rich in brain-healthy selenium, are also good, a very good choice. So also good for us, fermented foods such as kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi and yogurt with live active cultures. They provide good gut bacteria and may help reduce anxiety, stress and depression. Fatty fish like salmon and mackerel provides omega-3, and certainly my GP has always been very strong on fish oil tablets. Vitamin B12, zinc, selenium and other brain boosters can be captured from fatty fish like salmon and mackerel. And here's some good news for those people who like chocolate. Dark chocolate has antioxidants which increase blood flow to the brain, aiding mood and memory. So the Western diet, unfortunately, is extremely low in these nutrients. So they're working on a new tool called the Brain Food Scale, which is going to be published very soon. It will provide a quick look at the nutrient to calorie relationship. So a little bit of science in that article. Let's take another music break, Declan.
You know what I'd like? And I'm surprised with all the medications, they haven't got it. What about a pill you could just have and you think, oh, okay, or a little tablet. This is a chicken, roast chicken, and you can just pop it in your mouth and suck on that while you're watching the news, and you don't have to worry about it preparing it all. It's done for you.
What, an instant tablet?
Yeah, pretty much. I generally get my meals sometimes, the prepackaged ones, because there's only me and it's easy. There's no clean-up, just, you know. I don't know how balanced they are.
It'd be interesting to see how many preservatives and sugar and salt levels there are in those.
I don't know. Anyway, Jennifer Rush did a song called The Power of Love, which was the first dance chosen for the 86th wedding of Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson. Apparently the original on the album's about 6 minutes 20. I'm not playing you that one. You can have 2 minutes less. You're with Sacred From Us Mental Health Radio, broadcasting every Tuesday right here from 12:30 to 1:30 on 104.6 Planet FM.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight, all rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake, 'cause I
Bit of love, bit of food. You're right, aren't you?
Well, I was going to say the power of love, the power of food. We're talking today about food and mood and what you eat affect your mental health. And I've got a second article here which focuses very much on the mind-body connection. It's headed up the connection between diet and mental health. It says, if traditional methods for healing your mental health do not seem to be as effective as you hoped, then it might be time to start looking at other ways to improve your mental health and start taking your healing into your own hands. What some may not realise is that there can be a direct connection between their mental health and their daily habits, or that their body can affect their mind and vice versa. This is often referred to as the mind-body connection. The theory behind this is that your mood can have a direct impact on how you feel physically, and that physical sensations you experience can also impact your mood and overall happiness. So obviously if our mind is very negative, we can end up with pains, we can end up with frightening sensations, which I talked a little bit about last week, where it becomes a vicious cycle where we do get occasional pain. It intensifies our fear that we may have heart problems or we may be heading for a stroke or whatever. And, of course, this just puts us on a downward spiral very, very quickly. So downward spiral can be particularly true when it comes to things like how much physical activity you get, how much sleep you get, and also your diet. And it says the diet can be particularly impactful in part because what you eat is converted by your body into energy. If you eat low-quality foods, your body will not be able to produce the energy you need properly, and you will often feel unwell or tired, which can lead to a worsened mental state. So there's that sort of vicious cycle that I referred to. By learning to eat more foods that can be beneficial for mental health, like high-impact whey protein, and avoiding foods that will damage it, you can often improve your mental health over time. So nutrient-dense food is very important. Fresh leafy greens, which we've mentioned, are a great source of vitamins and minerals like vitamin C and iron, which are both very important, great for improving energy levels and mood. Making sure that you get enough fibre from foods like broccoli and apples. Now, they're singled out as very important sources of fibre. That can be beneficial for your mental health as well. And I have mentioned the digestive system, and if your digestive system is sluggish, it may not be able to process old hormones and other substances in your digestive tract. When you experience a build-up of these kinds of substances, it can lead to a hormonal imbalance, which can lead to further mood issues. So, yeah, a complicated picture, but I'm pleased that this article talks about the digestive system. So foods that can harm your mental health, you need to cut out the kinds of foods that can be damaging to both physical and mental health. One of the worst foods for you when it comes to your mood is sugar, and there's sugar being singled out. No wonder there's a movement in New Zealand to try and tax sugary products and sugary drinks. Now, refined carbohydrates also a no-no, but it says sugar may give you a boost temporarily, but when you experience a sugar crash in your blood sugar, when you experience a sugar crash, it can cause a lot of problems for your mental state. Similarly to sugar, refined carbs can cause spikes and crashes in your blood sugar, which can worsen your mood. Even though it may not always be easy to cut out these foods completely as they are common ingredients, taking steps to avoid them can be worth it, not just for your blood sugar, but for your overall well-being. So the bottom line, this article says, which in fact was produced by the Australian and New Zealand Mental Health Association, the bottom line, if you are struggling with a mental health problem and things like medication and therapy aren't as effective for you as you had hoped they would be, it can be discouraging and you may feel like you don't know what to do next. While this isn't always an easy situation to be in, the truth is that there are things you can do to help improve your situation on your own, especially when it comes to your diet. So I went off to the Takapuna market on Sunday morning and bought green beans, broccoli, avocados, apples, cauliflower. So I
haven't been into Taka for about 10 years now after having driven buses and going through there about 8 times a day in the past.
Well, there you go. Well, the market is pretty strong, and the prices of their fresh veggies are pretty good too. So that's a great place to go as a family outing.
I've still got a top Aztec type of zip up hoodie at home I brought there. Must be 2006. Still going strong.
Great. Well, let's take another music break and we'll just wrap up with a couple of tips on how to train your brain to stop worrying.
I've been fluffing around in my music box and I've changed my mind about 4 times before I got to this one. Diana Ross, Chain Reaction. Take it from us, Mental Health Radio, 12:30 to 1:30. We broadcast every Tuesday. That's all I need to say.
Well, food, the chain reaction from bad food, it's very real.
Wrap your laughing gear around this one.
You get
all the music from those ladies, you know, the Tina Turner and Aretha Franklin and all that sort of thing. Man, do they pack some soul.
They do certainly pack some soul. Packing our soul with positive thinking, obviously, is very important. It says worrying is an unnecessary evil when it comes to your mental health. Some consider it simply a bad habit that can be unlearned with practice. And one way to practice unlearning our worrying is to write things down. How to train your brain to stop worrying will stop your brain from worrying by writing it down. When you are training your brain to stop worrying, this technique might be the most valuable. If your brain is keeping you up at night by thinking about something, put it down on paper, even electronically. This action lets your brain breathe a mental sigh of relief by no longer having to spend energy trying to remember these details. If you're worrying about what to serve for a gathering of friends, well, write it down. Well, I did some journaling last night, and I think it was very helpful. It gave some relief. So writing it down also is a way for you to put your brain on notice. In other words, you basically tell your brain, this is important enough to write down. Your brain has now been alerted to put resources towards solving a problem, if it is a problem, or addressing negative thinking. So that's pretty much our show today. I can say another, there's another quote here, there is not enough room in your mind for both worry and faith. You must decide which one gets to live there. So yep. I think faith, very important.
You've got a little bit of time, but I just thought I'd sneak in a little instrumental under you from the Native American Indian meditation music. It's quite nice if you just want to chill out.
Yeah, well, I've just got a little quote which relates to last week's program, which says, clinically diagnosed anxiety is just not being a bit worried. You can't just chill out a bit or get over it. It eats into your well-being, your confidence, your health, and your life, and it can be 24/7. When someone needs supporting, encouraging, hand-holding, it isn't pathetic, it isn't attention-seeking, it isn't childish. It's because they are desperate to beat it, but can't do it alone.
We're on our way out. Rather wet day here.
Yeah, rather wet day, but grey. Thank you for listening.
We'll catch you next week. Everybody's at